This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
What's up, peeps? Welcome back to Rebranding Safety. We have our fourth and final live conversation from the EHS Congress in Berlin. There's another live interview with the one and only Andrew Sharman. So if you are a bit gutted you didn't make it to the Berlin Congress, listen in to everything that Andrew has to say, because there are so many announcements that were made about some amazing opportunities for us all to get involved in the future. We've got the London event. We've got a new body for us to get involved in culture and leadership and safety. I won't tell you anymore. I'll let Andrew tell you the rest. We'll put some websites in the description as well. But let's get into our live conversation with Andrew Sharman from the EHS Congress in Berlin. Let's go. So in case anyone doesn't know who you are, Andrew, do you want to give yourself an introduction?
Yeah, my name's Andrew.
That's beautiful. What an introduction. How's the Congress been the last 2 days?
Congress has been great. So I'm the chair of the EHS Congress. We created this event about 7 years ago. Our seventh annual edition has been my favourite so far, but I probably say that every year. This one's been outstanding. 340 people in the room, hundreds more joining on live stream. 39 different nationalities represented here live in the room from over 190 different organisations, as far away as Australia, New Zealand, Vietnam, China, Canada, the United States, Latin America, and all across Europe. It's been amazing.
Yeah. I've never actually been to a Congress or conference where I've actually had the ability to really have conversations from different nationalities and really start to understand the complexities of all these different cultures around the world and be like, well, yeah, that works in England, for example, which is where predominantly I do most of my work, but that's never going to work in Brazil. And having that conversation, I've never had that opportunity, I don't think, before. Like, it's quite unique so far as what I've experienced anyway, the sheer amount of nationalities we've got here is amazing.
It's incredible. I think it's really important that we get this diversity of nationality and culture. And, someone came to me this morning and said, I spent 23 hours in a tin can of an aeroplane flying from Australia to get here just to come to Germany for this Congress. It's been so worth the trip. Nice. And then someone from Brazil said something similar. Nice. And I really appreciate people making the effort to travel across the world to get here.
We just spoke to Juliana. I think she's going back to Brazil tomorrow, which is 24 hours, she said.
It's a long trip, isn't
Jesus,
it?
That is a... And I was moaning about an hour's flight from London. How was the, like, this is a bit off the cuff question, actually, like the journey over those 7 years from like the first time you did it to like now, like what's that been like?
It's been amazing. It's just gone from strength to strength to strength. Even during COVID, where we had to switch from live to virtual, we didn't think that would work. It's always been a live event that's been buzzing in terms of networking and face-to-face contact. But the virtual session that we did during COVID times also seemed to be really electric. And so we've systematically grown year on year. Last year, our sixth edition was the biggest ever. We didn't think we'd be able to get bigger and better than that. This year, we've drawn some of the best thought leaders and people from around the world to come and speak to our audiences and share their learnings. And I think we continue to keep pushing the boundaries and the barriers to think differently about what safety really is. So we've got psychiatrists, psychotherapists, policymakers, academics, practitioners at the highest level. Yesterday we had a CEO of a massive wind power company. So the diversity of speakers, I think, is one of our strengths. And so it's not just safety practitioners talking to safety practitioners.
Yeah. And also the workshops as well, I really like. Because a lot of the time you can come to this stuff and we're just sitting looking at a stage all the time. But actually, like having, four workshops all at the same time running, the depth of conversation I've experienced is phenomenal.
So these workshops are deliberate. We make them deliberately small, maximum 30 people in each one, so it's very intimate. So you're spending an hour and a half with great thought leaders, really digging deep into the problems that exist and the challenges and the opportunities too.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea. I really like it. Last night we went for an amazing dinner at the Spinning Tower, which is a little bit discombobulating, if I'm honest, sitting there talking and the wall was moving. Uh-huh. But it was amazing. But just before we went up to dinner, you announced a new institute. Do you want to tell us some more about that?
Sure, yeah. So last night we were at Berlin's TV Tower, which is this iconic building. For 7 years that we've been running the event here, I've been desperately trying to do something in that tower, but it's always been fully booked. So I'm really excited that last night we were able to go there to launch the International Institute of Leadership and Safety Culture, or the IILSC. It's 2 years in the making. I've been teaching for the last 8 years at something called CEDEP, the European Centre for Executive Development, on the INSEAD Business School campus near Paris in France. And we've been talking together with CEDEP about creating this institute. And so at the end of last year, my consulting practice, RMS, was acquired by CEDEP and the EHS Congress too. And the institute will run across four main axes: a consulting business, an events business, a membership business, and a leadership think tank. So we'll be pushing thought leadership and horizon scanning across all sectors of leadership and safety culture with a huge faculty. One of the big benefits is that being part of a business school, we already have a faculty over 100 amazing professors and academic researchers that can support and drive the future for us.
What was the driver to create that? What was the thing that you wanted to achieve, or maybe was missing, or like what made you go, this, and the team obviously that you're working with, made you guys go, this is something we need?
So my consulting practice has shifted over the last 5 years to really working at the highest level in the biggest organizations. And what I'm seeing there is that top leaders want to understand more about how they can influence the safety culture in their business. Right. Leadership development journeys don't usually include safety. So there's a gap there. I think there's also a gap around the development opportunity for the OSH practitioner. We're seeing more and more clearly that leadership skill and influencing abilities are crucial to the modern OSH practitioner.
Yeah.
And so there really isn't anywhere that fulfills that need. And so the Institute comes together for both of those cohorts: forward-thinking, progressive OSH practitioners and leaders who really want to make a difference.
Nice. I always have found it quite strange. Like, anyone can register as a director and then that's it, off you go. And you never know if in the next 5 years that becomes like a multi-international business and all of a sudden it's hundreds of lives and hundreds of mental health challenges that you're experiencing at work. And a poor director and CEO is never actually taught or given the skills to do that. It's other than like the grace of like YouTube and free content nowadays, sure, and books and stuff like that. But it is crazy that we don't have something like that to really guide them.
So, you know, many of your UK listeners will know of Judith Hackett, the former chair of the Workplace Safety Regulator, the Health and Safety Executive. A few years ago, Judith and I wrote a book called Mind Your Own Business, and the subtitle was What Your MBA Should Have Taught You About Workplace Safety and Health.
Yeah.
And we wrote that book for exactly that reason, that there isn't an MBA on the planet that includes safety leadership as a core module. And so leaders kind of get to these positions in hierarchies, but really don't understand what safety is, let alone what their role is in improving safety in the workplace.
Wow. No, I think it's really good. And that's another good book, that is. I've read that as well. And we've got it here, but have you rebranded it?
So it's just been retitled. So the Mind Your Own Business title works quite well in native English speaking. We don't mean mind your own business, James. We mean mind your own business, mind safety, like you mind your own business.
Yeah.
So look after safety well. But that didn't translate across some languages. So the book has just been re-released, updated, revised, new chapters added. Now it's called Just Right. So getting your culture just right. And we use the Goldilocks story. Yeah. As you know, sometimes safety is too hot.
Yeah.
It's too much bureaucracy, too much intensity. Sometimes it's too cold.
Yeah.
But leaders don't really engage. And so it's getting safety culture just right. And that's at the heart of this book.
Nice. I like it. And you also mentioned yesterday about the Congress going to London as well. So tell us more about that.
So we were overwhelmed this year with people interested in joining the EHS Congress here in Berlin. In fact, we sold out of tickets for this event several months ago. So we had a wait list of over 100 people saying, we want to come to this event. And so it became pretty clear that we needed to run another EHS Congress. So this year, on the 3rd and 4th of December in London, as part of the SHP Expo, it's now called Anticipate London, we'll be running an exclusive EHS Congress within that entire entire expo. So it's going to be exclusive, only 150 tickets available for it. High level speakers, deep discussion, the same quality standards that we have here in the EHS Congress Berlin, but shifting across to the UK now.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that, because I feel that conference in London, it used to be like the big one. That was always the one that everyone went to, and it was always the one I went to. And the last couple of years, I felt we needed something. So that's interesting, actually. I think
watch this space. Yeah. Something special is coming in December.
Nice. I look forward to that. Andrew, thank you very much for your time, mate. I know you're a busy man, so I'll let you go.
Great to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, James. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the host and its guests and do not necessarily reflect the position of the companies. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are examples only based on limited and dated open source information and should not be utilised in real life as the only solution available. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the companies. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, or otherwise, without prior written permission from James McPherson.